I am Gary Collins. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, "Other foundations can no man lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And Jesus said in Matthew 16:18-19, to the answer that Peter gave, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Therefore, my friends, the Lord's church is built upon the rock of His teaching. And His teaching is that which is given only by Him. No men gather together and change the laws of the Lord's church. We have no sacraments in the Lord's church because those are laws made, they say, by their church. But the Lord has made all of the laws that we have, and we walk only in those laws because it is the only safe way to live and know that we can go to heaven at last. Sometimes we hear people say, the churches of Christ do not have a creed, but we do have a creed. We do not have a humanly devised creed, as denominations do, but we do have a creed, and it is, of course, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That answers it all. You know, creed, the word itself simply means, I believe. And it ought to be believed of what the Bible teaches. If it's not, then the creed is not our word, not the word of God, is it? Let me just give a few things which I believe that I think maybe you might want to believe also because they're found written in the Word of God. I believe, first of all, that God is and that He is the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all things that are therein. The reason I believe that is because Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, but he that cometh unto God must believe that He is, and that He is the reward of them that diligently seek after Him." I also said I believed He's the Creator, because in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." I believe that. And to say that He created the heavens and the earth causes Psalms 19 to be seen in its fullness, when He said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where His voice is not heard." What is your creed about these things, my friends? In other words, what do you believe, and why do you believe it? I believe these things because the Bible teaches them. Second of all, I believe in the Genesis account of creation, literally, that God spoke and it was done. Because Genesis 1, verse 1 through 31 says, "God said, let there be light, there was light. God said, let there be animals, there were animals. Let there be grass and herbs and trees, and there were. And let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and male and female made he them." Well, Hebrews 11:3 says He made all of these things, and He upholds them by the word of His power. I believe the Genesis account of creation literally. I reject evolution and those who claim that man came from a monkey. I know that many men act like monkeys, but we didn't come from a monkey. Why do you believe these things? Because the Bible teaches them. Third of all, I believe that every man is made in the image of God. Because God said in Genesis 1:26-27, "Let us make man." He's speaking of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, all three members of the Godhead there. When He says, "Let us make man in our own image." And Genesis 2:7 says, He did that. He made man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Zechariah 12:1 also teaches that. I believe, then, that man is made in the image of God. Not in the outward image, but in the image of His Spirit. Then, fourth of all, I believe all of the miracles of the Bible occurred literally, as they are related, including the flood, the 10 plagues of Egypt, the crossing of the Red Sea, the virgin birth, and the resurrection of Christ, and all the rest. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the sight of His disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that ye may believe, and that believing ye may have life through His name. I believe in all the miracles of the Bible, literally. Fifth of all, I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the only begotten Son of God. It is said in John 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things that were made were made by Him, and without Him, not anything was made that was made." In John 1:14, He said, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." In John 3:16, he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the only begotten Son of God. Sixth of all, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, the Lawgiver, and the only Mediator between God and man today. Titus 2:14 so teaches that he is our Redeemer. James 4:12 that he is our Lawgiver. 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6, that he is our Mediator. And he says there's one Mediator between God and man, himself man, Jesus Christ. I believe that, my friend, because my creed is the Bible. I believe, seventh of all, that the Bible is verbally inspired of God, that in the original, the Holy Spirit said exactly what he meant to say in exactly the way he meant to say it. You know, 2 Peter 1:21 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation or origin, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. I believe that. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says, all Scripture inspired of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That proclaims the verbally inspired Word of God. That means every word is spoken by God. And I believe that to be true, because that's what the Bible says. Eighth of all, I believe the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, and the one who reveals all truth. Jesus said it in John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. He's talking to the apostles. He'll guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself, but whatsoever things he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he will show you things which are to come. Now, my friends, if you believe that, then you have as your creed on that point the Word of God. Ninth of all, I believe that the Holy Spirit dwells in Christians in exactly the same way that God and Christ dwell in us, and that the Spirit leads us by faith, through His Word, and in no other way. Galatians 3:2, Paul said, received ye the Spirit by the hearing of the law or by the hearing of faith? And that rhetorical question he answers, doesn't he? In Ephesians 3:17, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we find these things proved, and therefore I believe them. I do not believe that the Holy Spirit guides men directly today, because the Word of God does not teach it. Therefore, I could not have that as a part of my creed. Tenth of all, I believe that Jesus has all authority, both in heaven and upon earth. Because it says in Matthew 28:18, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. And lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. I believe that Jesus has all authority. I believe, 11th of all, that Christ never delegated his authority to any man, but that he exercises that authority through and according to his new covenant. He says in John 8:31, 32, if ye shall continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Paul says in Romans 1:16 and 17, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also unto the Greek. So the authority through and according to his new covenant is what I believe we must follow today. Twelfth of all, I believe that the New Testament of Christ is all sufficient, and that it contains all that we need and all that God permits us to have in matters of faith and practice. 2 Peter 1:3, seeing that by his divine power he hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue. Revelation 22:18 and 19, he said, I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the tree of life and out of the holy city, which are written in this book. I believe the New Testament of Christ is all sufficient and complete, perfect in every way, and I am willing to take it and it alone as my guide for eternity. I believe, 13th of all, that the New Testament contains a perfect pattern for all things pertaining to the kingdom of God. The terms of entrance cannot be improved upon. The organizational structure of the church should not be changed. The worship cannot be increased in any way or decreased. The unity upon the Word of God, the mission, the manner of life the children of God must live, the name Christian, and the hope that we have, I believe we have the perfect pattern for these things. Just as Moses was told in Hebrews 8:5, see that you make all things according to the pattern, so also I believe, my creed is, that we have the perfect pattern for all things. 14th of all, I believe that sinners are cleansed by the blood of Christ, and in no other way. In Romans 5:9, he said, God commendeth his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, that we might be cleansed by his blood. Also it says that in Revelation 1:5. My friends, do you believe that sinners are cleansed by the blood of Christ? 15th of all, I believe that the only way of appropriating the power of his blood is by the new birth. Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And except we come through the blood of Christ, we can't enter that kingdom. So I believe that by the new birth, that is the way of appropriating the blood of Christ to ourselves. 16th, I believe that the new birth is accomplished by hearing the gospel, by believing it with all of our hearts, by obeying the gospel. And the reason I believe that is because our creed says that. I'm not talking about a humanly written creed. It may say you can pray the little prayer of a sinner. Enter into my heart, but that's not in my Bible, and I cannot believe that. No, I must hear the gospel, believe it with all of my heart, repent of my sins, confess the name of Christ, and be buried with the Lord in baptism if I would have life eternal.